Hey y'all, welcome to today's episode of the Majestic Mix podcast. My name is Madison and I'm your girl behind the mic. I want to thank everybody who ran up my streams on episode 3. Me and Brian, we had so much fun making that for y'all, and I can tell that y'all appreciate when I have guests on here, so I have a whole ton of guests lined up for y'all and some really super deep, super dope, comedic, all that, different type of topics. This is a Majestic Mix and this is not consist of one thing. We talk about a lot of stuff, but in today's episode, I really just want to focus on creatives and how not to lose sight, what to do to get over creative block, things like that. Because if you considered yourself a creative, whether that's a content creator, a photographer, videographer, dancer, poet, rapper, you do hair, nails, you make things, you're into fashion, all that is considered being a creative. It is hard out here. I've been running into this topic a lot lately about how hard it really is being a creative on a college campus. This episode, my biggest inspiration behind this is my friend Ariel Robertson. If you go to ANT, you know who she is. She's super duper dope, jack of all trades, just a really bomb creative. I definitely wanted to brag on her because sis is doing her thing out here. She recently made a blog post about, you know, what she experiences being a content creator on a college campus, because y'all, if anybody is a content creator, the hardest place to be a content creator is on a college campus, because there's so many more people around you that's not necessarily doing what you do, but doing what you do, if that makes sense. Just trying to set yourself apart from people around you who also consider themselves the same thing you consider yourself as, that is super duper hard. And what makes it harder is there's always going to be somebody around you, if not even around you, somebody somewhere is going to be trying to compare your work to somebody else's work. And it's not even just that person that's doing it, it's you that's doing it. Comparison is literally the killer. If you want to survive in this world of creativity, you cannot compare yourself to other people. Now, it's okay to be inspired by and have influences, but it's not okay once you start doubting your ability. Just because you see somebody else doing something and it might be getting a lot more traffic than you getting right now, does not mean that you're not going to be in that same place your next post, or the post after that, or the post 3 months from now. It is not okay to doubt your ability. You are clearly a creative for a reason. You have some type of talent. You spend hours in your room editing, researching different softwares, driving around your town trying to find a thrift store to find some trendy clothes for your next aesthetic, for your next post. You spend time doing all these things just to doubt yourself in the end. It does not make sense to me at all. Me personally, I was never the person to compare my work to other people's work, because I knew what I was doing. They're not concerned about what I'm doing. And I am my biggest fan. In the world of creation and just the world in general, this is my favorite saying. I always say this. It is me versus me. Nobody can step in my lane. Nobody is running the race with me. It's literally just me. Even just me starting this podcast, it almost did not happen, y'all. There was so much stuff behind the scenes that I was trying to figure out technically that I eventually figured out, and I'm proud of myself for taking this leap, because on my campus, not a lot of people know me. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. A lot of people don't know me, but that's okay. Somebody is gonna share this episode with somebody, maybe in a different state, maybe down the street. As long as somebody hears it, that's all I care about, and that's what makes me feel special about the content that I put out. What makes you feel special about the content you put out? That's one of the questions I feel like you should ask yourself. Matter of fact, you are your biggest fan. If you're not right now, you should be. You really just gotta walk around with a confidence like, this is me, this is who I am, and this is what I do. Even if you gotta just get a little bit cocky with it, that's what you got to do sometimes. I'm sorry, stop sparing everybody else's feelings just because you feel like it's gonna make them feel bad because the way you feel about you. You need to be the person that's waking up, hyping yourself up in the morning. In all honesty, don't just wait for somebody to text you and be like, oh, I like what you did, that was dope. No, you are the person that's supposed to be validating you. And stop worrying about not having such a big platform. If you got 10 followers, you still got a platform. I don't know if you know that, but that's still a platform. Whether it's 10 or 10K, it's the same thing. Just because it's 10 people on your page don't mean you're not as dope as the person with 10K. That person just so happened to have 10K. It does not matter. You got to work your way up to that. If that's what you want, if that's your end goal, you got to work for it. I'm sorry. You can't sit around and just expect people to like you just because what you can do. No. Honestly, in this world of creators, you got to get out and you got to prove yourself. One of the ways, the easiest ways you can prove yourself on social media is just to use hashtags. I know some of y'all might be like, oh, that's gonna mess up my feed. That's gonna mess up my aesthetic. Stop worrying about the aesthetic. The picture is up there. Throw them tags out. How else do you think people are going to find you? Nobody's not gonna find you if you don't use tags. It can literally just be two tags. You never know who's scrolling through that hashtag and who's gonna like your picture and who's gonna see your content and who's gonna repost your content. Really just gotta promote what you do. Stop putting what you do in your back pocket. Stop waiting for somebody to ask you what you're good at. No, the way you introduce yourself from now on, this is what I want you to say. Here's mine for an example. I'm Madison Murray. I am a journalist. I have a podcast called The Majestic Mix that's on all streaming platforms. That's something you need to say about you as soon as somebody asks you who you are. Just go ahead and just throw it out there. You got to have a confidence about yourself that this is what I do. And basically, do you want to work? If you don't want to work, that's fine. But people are interested in knowing things about you. When they ask who you are, it's not just your name. Just go ahead and give them a rundown. Shoot, my favorite color, lavender. I'm sure people know that because I wear lavender all the time. But it's simple things like that that can get you a long way. Now, I know what I said just now probably sound crazy, but if you can't get a little bit crazy about what you love, then it's not your passion. You're not passionate about it. I'm sorry to bust your bubble, but that's the truth. You really just never know how much time you got with the person that's in front of you. So you might as well just throw out what it is about you. They may be looking for a person like you. If you want an interview, or let's say you at a career fair, tell them what you do. They always say, in your pitch, say the most important information. The pitch is not just for the professional world. The pitch is for everybody. Tell people what you do and stop playing. Stop trying to downplay what you do, like I said earlier, just to make other people feel better about themselves. No, you are great and you know you're great. So tell people that you're great. Another thing I wanted to add to that, humbleness goes a long way. So whatever you do and however you say it in the most humble way possible. But you got to be serious about it. You got to demand your respect in the most humble way possible. You got to take what you do super serious. Because if you don't take it serious, ain't nobody else around you going to take it serious. And everybody else just like you is going to put it in their back pocket and not think about it when they see you. When they see you, they better know that that's you and that's exactly what you do. Another thing, you better watch them people that surround you. You better watch them people that you call friends. If they really your friends, they will support you free 99. All they got to do is repost, share, tell somebody about what you just did. Literally, it's free to support people. Support, 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 support. You cannot be a bomb creative if you don't have a good support system behind you. If your friends don't at least post some of what you do, then honestly, you need to consider if they really your friends. Is there like an underlying hate behind it, or are they just really not your friend? That's something for you to figure out on your own. Friend is really your friend. They're gonna do whatever it takes to help you win. Remember that. Get by in this industry, you also gonna have to learn how to take constructive criticism. I know a lot of people who can't, and that's the reason why they're still in the same place they was when they started. If you're not gonna allow people to be open and honest with you, you won't grow as a creative. This brings me into another point. You gotta know the difference between constructive criticism and hate. Because some people is just gonna tell you things because they hating. Usually the haters, they realize that your gift is powerful. And so they're gonna do whatever they can to make sure you don't go on and you don't do great things. The great things that you put on this planet to do. So just please just be able to filter out what you need to hear and what is just being told to you because it's out of hate. In general, just watch who you allow to speak volumes into your life. You got to be able to have that filter on at all times. Who hating and who telling you something because they want to see you thrive. This is just a side note for well-established creatives. It's not even everybody, but I feel like some of the well-established creatives look down upon people who are trying to get to where they are, and that is a problem. It makes it even harder to create. If you think about it, it makes it super duper hard to create when you feel like somebody is on your back and somebody is gonna judge you for what you do. No, that's the point of being a creative. It's what you do that makes it special. It's not what other people are doing. You create something, if you first don't think it's dope, you wouldn't have put it out in the first place. And that's all that matters if you think it's dope. Somebody else is going to see your vision. It's not just going to be you 9 times out of 10. The number one thing that us creatives hate, I already know what it is, y'all. I feel y'all pain. Creative block. It happens to everybody. It's completely normal. It happens to the best of us. You just have to find ways to beat it. You cannot always beat it the same way, though. That's the trick. Literally, inspiration can come from the smallest things. Maybe a color, a quote somebody said, somebody's outfit, a song lyric. Whatever your inspiration was behind your last piece, find something else. Challenge yourself. Think outside the box, because you can't get stronger if you keep on dwelling on the same thing, which is whatever inspires you most of the time. Find something else that may just so happen to inspire you. Another way you can literally just get inspiration, talk to another creative about your frustrations. Y'all don't have to sit there and share ideas or anything, but you can simply just call them up like, I'm going through some block right now. And, you know, everybody literally goes through creative block. Artists just don't drop albums back to back to back to back to back. No, it's a process. This is real cliche, but literally you just gotta sit back and trust the process. Your next piece just might be your dopest piece if you just wait on it. The best piece of advice that I can give to all my fellow creators out there is to breathe. Everything is gonna fall into play if you just breathe. It's okay to make mistakes. Strive to be the best you. Strive to be a better you. Strive to be the person that you know you want to be. And really, most of all, just keep on creating. I want to thank everybody who made it to the end of this episode. I definitely had to record this episode, especially for my creatives. And for people who may not even be creatives and you just need some motivation, I had a blast making this episode for y'all. Thank y'all so much for whoever made it to the end. Make sure y'all follow me on all my social medias. My personal is at Maddie by Nature with 2 E's. My podcast page is The Majestic Mix. And yeah, y'all already know what I'm about to say. Y'all be good now. All right? You hear me? Bye, y'all. See y'all in episode 5.